Well, we also have no right to take action.
I know, but thank you.
All righty. Are we ready? Okay. We'll call to order our Economic Development Committee for April 4th. Next item is approval of minutes from February 28th meeting.
Move for approval, Madam Chairman.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Madam Chairman, under discussion, I just want you to know there was a slight Scrivener's error that I've already provided to Barbara.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That passes. 4-0. Okay. Number three is public comment. Do we have anyone here who wants to speak today?
Much time.
Just looking for anyone. They have 2 minutes. Okay. Do we have someone? All right. Just state your name and address, and you have 2 minutes to speak.
My name is Janitza Laguna. My address is 1179 Camellia Drive, right here in Mount Pleasant. I'm not sure if I'm in the right room, but I'll give it a try. It was for short-term rentals. So I've had the privilege of operating a short-term rental for my home for the past 2 years. And I'm here today to see if we could change the allowed people or persons from the current 3 people to 4 persons per ADU. That's if the short-term rental owner, like myself, has 2 bedrooms in their ADU. So we would like to accommodate families, and the average size of a family is 4. So again, please increase the allowed number of persons to an ADU according to the amount of bedrooms available. Thank you.
Thank you. We will be discussing that at 3:30. Planning is going to be on that agenda.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Thank you. All righty. Next is we're going to continue discussion of the economic development strategy implementation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I can do that. After discussions, the purpose of this item on the agenda is to see if there is a course that committee, ultimately council, would prefer to take with regard to that property. We've been receiving interest as of late, and what we've noticed on the staff side is that if there is a prospect that you may be interested in, there's a lot that has to be done on our end to have it ready if you wanted to act quickly, say. And we're not quite there to do that. So thought it made some sense to bring the item back up to see if there was still interest in this property for economic development reasons, or perhaps for something else that you choose. Just didn't want to make sure you were looking at staff to accomplish something, and we're not doing that yet. So that's the purpose here. Quick reminder on the property. Oh, you know where it is. And these were slides that came out of our retreat discussion. They were shown, they were prepared for the retreat. And there's 2 different scenarios of the placement of parking and sites on that property. That was the first, this is the second, and really lastly is the key slide here, and that is that as it stands today, there's roughly 33 developable areas of property, and we believe that without a wetlands permit extension by the end of 2025, that number of developable land will drastically change to just under 4 acres. So with that being said, I send it back to you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Iacopano?
Yes, could you, okay. Eric, can you help me out here real quick? Can you go back 2 slides and then 1 slide real quick? So, all right, then go back to the other slide. I'm sorry. This is 2 different drawings.
That's correct.
And that is leaving the wetlands the same. And then the circle with the, mm-hmm. Is that this kind of open space?
Yeah, and if it's okay, this document came from our EDS department. We've got people real talented who put this together. I'd like to invite up Kevin Mitchell to support your questions, if that's all right.
Okay. So
Speak to that.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, these are just concept drawings, Mr. Acofano. They're scale drawings showing, one, a campus style. This is what's shown here of a more of an open area where you have the buildings more towards the perimeter and you, the focus is more towards the center of the property. The green is the wetland that we don't have a permit to fill. And this one is more of your traditional cookie cutter square type subdivision. The purpose is just to show you two different looks of what the potential is for the property.
What is the opportunity for the town to do a land lease on this? Obviously, this is long-term or a shorter-term land lease where the builder has to build up and fill and everything, but we're able to maintain the property for the citizens of Mount Pleasant, and we don't ever lose that property yet. We create economic development out there, which was an area, I believe, was an area that was highlighted.
Yes,
was it not highlighted in the report?
Yes.
And as things grow out there, meaning there are restaurants now available, and I believe a site like this, I personally like the other site a little better, how do we look into, and obviously with the chairperson, how do we look into actually getting some numbers on how we could lease this out and create the economic development that's needed up in that area?
If that's your wish, that's no problem. No, but I'd have to seek expertise outside the organization to do that. I will say that you're correct that it was specified as a potential economic development site. The consultants at the retreat, if you recall, mentioned perhaps a couple drawbacks or obstacles that need to be overcome. And that was its location, too far from 526. And then they mentioned the lack of hospitality amenities. I think I've heard you say.
You can say hip if you like.
Cool, the yeah. Cool effect. So it has some limitations, but in the recruitment process, perhaps we can meet those challenges. But yeah, we can get some expertise on what you asked for. I would ask that. I think still it's important that council define exactly what's hoped to be achieved out there, and then we sort of take it back from there. In other words, council points the way and says we'd like it to be like this, and then we can take that information and start to structure it. Perhaps at one point put out an RFP, RFQ, telling the public what we'd like to see, and then allow for competitive bidding on that. I think at some point down the road, we're going to be faced with a competitive process we're going to have to follow through on.
I'd like to see this as one of our low-impact developments, if there's a way that we could encourage this piece being developed in that way. And it would help if we knew who was interested and if they are and in what direction to go as far as the layout. That's kind of hard for you to design anything, I guess, if you don't know who wants to be there. But I think it would be good to get some ideas.
Well, what does a study, we don't want to waste too much money. What does, if we made a motion to do a study on what would be best in on that land and Howard, your thoughts as well, what impact it would have and how we can create, it's really, you want to create green space and something for the community, yet economic development. We don't want it to just shut down at 5 o'clock at night as well. So there's this whole mixture of hospitality and business and green space that I think I would be looking for. I don't know about everybody else on.
Madam Chairman, I'll respond to Councilmember Acofano. I think right now we're putting the cart before the horse. And I say that in all due respect, in that I have heard that there are some reservations from any council members about doing anything on this property. As a council member who voted against buying this property, because it was out there for economic development. I think we need to get some of our money back, some way, shape, or form. But until we get a consensus on town council to spend any more money doing plans or whatever is not in the best interests of our town. And I say that in all due respect to Councilmember Icofano as one who voted against buying this and not keeping it available. But there are council members, and I'm not going to name names, who don't think anything should be put on here. It should be open space, and that's it. So until we, the council as a whole, the whole body, gives Mr. DeMora guidance, I think for him to go and spend any more money doing anything other than what members of staff have already done, pro bono, if you will, I think would be the wrong thing. If we want to make a decision on what we do as an economic development committee, we need to make a motion to get a council determination of what we want, whether we want economic development on this site or whether we want it just to be an open space and a park playground, or not playground because you got to spend money to do that, but an open space. Until we get that, we're putting the cart before the horse.
I would
entertain a motion to get that from full council, and then staff can be in a better position.
Well, then I believe we can make a motion to send this to full council for direction. Is that how we're writing this motion?
Yes, sir. I would second it.
Okay.
So I make a motion to send this to full council for direction, whether we're going to be doing economic development or dot, dot, dot. Is that the correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You second.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We'll send it to council. I guess that's it. That's our last item. We'll adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Howard.
Good job. They don't want to.
I want you to know.